At that summary of news, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing Project Freedom to help vessels leave the Strait of Hormuz beginning Monday. He says the project aims to assist the neutral and innocent countries affected by the war. Well, the war in Ukraine is heating up.
At least two people were killed and three others wounded as Russian drones struck Ukraine's southern Odessa region overnight. Meanwhile, Ukraine launching a wave of strikes against Russia's oil export infrastructure, hitting a key loading port on the Baltic Sea and three tankers that Ukraine alleges were illegally used to transport Russian crude. The nighttime drone strike sparked a blaze at Russia's largest oil exporting port on the Baltic Sea. Elsewhere, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his forces had hit two tankers in the Black Sea that had been used to transport Russian oil in violation of Western sanctions. I'm Julie Walker.
And just like that, Spirit Airlines out of business after 34 years, leaving a lot of travelers wondering what to do next. For one thing, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says Spirit flyers will be able to get their money back if they paid with a credit card or cash for that unused ticket.
If you bought a ticket and hadn't flown that ticket yet, the dollars that you used to buy the ticket, those are held in reserve by Spirit Airlines. And so that money is there. And so refunds will flow to the original form of payment for those who had booked a ticket. So we feel very comfortable that you will get a refund for the portion of the flight that you didn't fly.
No word on how this happened. Federal authorities investigating United Airlines passenger jet that struck a light pole at the New Jersey Turnpike while landing Sunday at Newark Liberty International. This is SRN News. A new study of who supports abortion. More from Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 63% of American women think the procedure should be legal in all or most cases, compared to 59% of men. Democrats are a lot more likely than Republicans to support abortion, as you might imagine, but the PRRI study also finds that older folks are stronger supporters of abortion than the young. 60% of those 65 and up want the procedure to stay legal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Rebuilding efforts underway at the Beth Israel Synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi. Building gutted by arson fire earlier in the year. A Madison County man awaits trial in what prosecutors say was an anti-Semitic attack. He has pled not guilty to three federal charges of arson, damage to religious property, and using fire to commit a felony. This is SRN News. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says there's a renewed focus on oil production in Alaska.
At one point, you know, this was a state that was producing almost 2 million barrels a day. Now it's down to less than 500,000 a day. We've got a pipeline with excess capacity. We've got Japan getting 92% of their oil from the Strait of Hormuz.
Burgum says the Trump administration ramping up production in the 49th state.
We're talking about something that is literally named the National Petroleum Reserve that Biden had shut down, now open up again. And we had over a dozen companies competing up there, record revenue coming in that supports the state, the tribe, the federal government, record amount of interest from companies that want to develop there. And we got the infrastructure on the oil side to support them immediately.
Burgum was interviewed earlier in the week on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.